ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. We have a new and fairly chilling update on Hurricane Melissa in the Caribbean. Monster Category 5 already. Just keeps on growing. Gusts of 200 miles an hour now. Steady wind of 175. Climate scientists say an extremely warm Atlantic Ocean is why so many hurricanes are exploding in size. Melissa went from a tropical storm to a Category 5 practically overnight. It's on a path to pound the south coast of Jamaica tonight, along with Haiti, and then out to Cuba. The ocean temp in that area, warmer than most pool water, 86 degrees. Speaking of heat,
around Southern California, heat advisories are now being posted for midweek when it's expected to be in the 90s or even closing in on 100 degrees in some areas. And with the heat, the first round of Santa Ana winds of the season are expected, bringing major concerns of wildfires later this week.
ABC's Alex Stone in L.A. This is ABC News. A high-profile Democrat is not ruling out a run for president. To L.A., ABC's Alex Stone.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has for years brushed off reporter questions about running for president, while his travel and actions have seemed indicative of somebody who has aspirations to run for president. This weekend, CBS Sunday Morning asked him if it would be fair to say that he would give a campaign serious thought after the November 2026 vote, and Newsom said, quote, "I'd be lying otherwise," end quote. Newsom has recently been raising his national profile and has adopted a new combative social media strategy that parodies that of President Trump with all caps posts and memes. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A billion pounds of pumpkins rot in landfills in the U.S. each year after Halloween, and the Department of Energy says don't let your pumpkin haunt the landfill. Pumpkins can be eaten, composted, or fed to animals. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Anglers from around the world lined the banks of the Fox River from Green Bay to De Pere this weekend. It was a first in the U.S., the fourth annual Street Fishing World Championship. Fishermen and women came from nine different countries to compete in the Olympic-based contest, looking to reel in the gold, bronze, or silver. Competitors fish as two pairs for their nation. They catch, measure, and photograph and release each fish caught, mainly walleye, panfish, and a couple of catfish this year. The anglers with the longest total length of fish caught win. This year, Team Hungary took home the gold, with Team USA coming in fourth. Organizers say the competition is about more than just winning the gold. It's also about promoting conservation and protecting fishing resources. Street fishing, aka urban fishing, is the practice of angling in urban areas on rivers, canals, parks, and harbors located within or near cities. It's an accessible way for people who live in the city to enjoy the sport without having to travel to more remote locations. The Green Bay Area School Board is tackling some big issues at tonight's meeting. The board is expected to vote on a proposed schedule change that would apply to all four Green Bay area high schools. Green Bay East High School is currently on a different class schedule than the other three. The school board expects the new schedule to have a significant impact on student attendance and academic achievement. Another big topic at tonight's meeting will be the district's budget. Currently, they face a $3.5 million deficit with a $315 million budget. There will be time for the community to voice their thoughts during the open meeting. It's at 5:30 at the district offices on Broadway. Meetings are also streamed on the district's YouTube channel. A four-year-old boy in California could have had all the free Halloween candy he wanted. Instead, little Charlie Smith and his dad are being praised as Good Samaritans. It's all seen in a security video that's gone viral. Connor Smith took his son on a late-night candy run to check out a new candy store that had just opened last week. The door was open when they got there, but no one was around. Smith called security, then he and Charlie stayed to guard the door until an officer arrived. The owner of the business posted the security video online to recognize the father-son duo's good deed. Charlie ended up getting all the treats he wanted and a sweet life lesson in what it means to be a good neighbor. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
the Packers defeat the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers came back in the second half to win 35-25 over the Steelers. Wide receiver Christian Watson had four catches for 85 yards in his first game back after suffering a torn ACL in January. The defense sacked Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers three times. Micah Parsons.
Guys made plays when we had to make plays, which was huge, and we need that. We need that every week. It's great to have Christian back, honestly, and just everyone else just coming in. Like, I can't tell you how appreciative I am of the guys. Everyone who felt like they was having a bad game, like, we just rallied around each other.
NBA, the Bucks suffered their first loss of the season, 118-113 in Cleveland to the Cavaliers.
You know, it's so funny. We shoot the ball so well. I just thought we missed shots we made. And then the fouls, I thought, were the difference in the game.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Monday afternoon and that breezy southeast wind nearly to 20. Highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, we'll keep it mostly clear in upper 30s. Tuesday, mid-50s, a mostly sunny sky. It will stay breezy. It's 53 at our studios.
All the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so exciting.
Cherry Cherry, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Monday doesn't quite feel so bad after that Packer victory last night. We'll talk more about that coming up. Eric Westfall here with CCR.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens, do, looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do,
97.9 WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again.
time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now.
Fire and Rain, local news and timeless hits with James Taylor on 97.9. Eric here. Good afternoon, Victory Monday. And I'll tell you, there was a couple moments there where it didn't look like it would be a Victory Monday. How about going into halftime? Did you have that feeling like, oh man, this is not going well? Two missed field goals. I was thinking they need to bring that rookie who was ready to be a substitute teacher back that kicked the 61-yarder last week. But then, of course, things turn around in that second half. And I don't know if you noticed, Jordan Love is usually pretty mild-mannered, pretty even keel. But there was a point in the second half where the camera panned to him and he was just filled with emotion and fire. And I was like, that's what we need right now. And huge victory, man. Come on, we all wanted Aaron Rodgers to get the loss in that one too, right?
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin. makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 and the Beach Boys.
Ba 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 ba. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The Packers came out on top last night over the Steelers and their former quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Not only did Packers quarterback Jordan Love beat Rodgers, but he tied Brett Favre's record by completing 20 consecutive passes in the win over the Steelers. Love's streak ended at 20, matching Favre's franchise record from 2007. One person is dead after a water tank exploded early Saturday morning in Door County. Egg Harbor fire officials say flushing water lines to winterize Harbor Village Resort and Campground caused a 3,000-gallon water tank to explode. At just before 8 that morning, investigators found a body outside of a storage building that was partially destroyed by the explosion. Authorities haven't released any information about the person who died. Later the same morning, Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies found a man's body floating near a boat launch on Lake Winnebago. Authorities say they got a call about some suspicious items, possibly clothing, floating in the water just off the shore Saturday morning. Deputies launched their boat and confirmed the reported items and clothing were actually the body of a man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are not releasing the man's name pending family notification. Green Bay police collected a record 300 pounds of unwanted medication during this weekend's drug take-back event. Police say officers took in the haul between three separate drop-off sites. While Saturday was a one-time event to celebrate Drug Take-Back Day, police remind you that you can dispose of old, unwanted medication any weekday. You can do that in the lobby of the Green Bay Police Department. Wildfire risk is high in Wisconsin this fall. The DNR says this month there have been more than 50 fires burning 20 acres. The DNR says they'll continue to monitor conditions. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Monday afternoon and that breezy southeast wind nearly to 20. Highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, we'll keep it mostly clear in upper 30s. Tuesday, mid-50s, a mostly sunny sky. It will stay breezy. It's 53 at our studios.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. I can leave her on her own. Knowing she's okay alone. And there's no messing. she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady.
Jones, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Tucker Kraft, Packer tight end, best one we've had in a long time. Career numbers last night, 7 catches, 143 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I'll take more of that, please.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone.
I'm
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Catch us out and about Saturday. More ahead.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Thank you.
News and timeless hits. Jackson Brown is on 97.9. That's Dr. My Eyes. Eric here. Good afternoon. Appreciate you hanging out with me today. You can hang out with Laura McKenna for a while on Saturday. She'll be doing a live broadcast from 10 until noon at Pet Supplies Plus. That's over on Lineville Road in Suamico, the Howard Suamico line there. In fact, construction. If you're not familiar with that area, you'd be inclined to get off at Lineville off of Highway 41. But that's closed down right now, so you want to come in off of Velp and take that to get there. Pet Supplies Plus, it's an expanded store. Of course, they have stuff for cats, fish, small pets, exotics, and more. She'll be there from 10 to noon this Saturday, and my guess is there'll be a little fun happening.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton, improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Windows for a Cause is back. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411, letting you know that on October 28th at the new Trout Museum of Art in downtown Appleton, you can help support Make-A-Wish Wisconsin with Windows for a Cause. See, artists have turned these old windows into one-of-a-kind art pieces, which will be auctioned off on the 28th, with 100% of the proceeds going toward granting a child's wish. Locally, head to WGBW.FM and click events.
97.9 FM. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice, the sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love. I feel nice, the sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I
handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains.
same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW and streaming online at WDGBW.FM.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. And you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got just to ease my pain, just to ease my pain. I got trouble, I got worried, oh, I came home.
Down in my shoes, set it way down in. in a house, baby, no lie. And all these things were yours, and they were mine. Whoa, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean. Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Well, the air is fresh and clean.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. This afternoon brings word that Melissa, that monster storm in the Caribbean, keeps on getting stronger. The latest readings have Hurricane Melissa packing gusts of 200 miles an hour, blowing steady winds of 175. ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin is worried about that wind, plus the storm surge, and especially the rain.
We're looking at 20 to 30 inches for parts of Jamaica. This will bring life-threatening flash flooding, catastrophic mud and landslides across the region, especially in those higher elevations, which could reach up to 40 inches locally.